KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
Approximately 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Time for the Ferndale Report, because Caroline Titus is here. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
I knew you were coming. I saw the tweet.
You saw the tweet, yes.
Yes, in this age of instant communication.
Instant. I mean, why call you or why even email you? What a waste.
Yeah, tweet. Yeah. From now on, I'm not speaking anymore. I'm just tweeting. I can't. I can't do that. All right, the Ferndale Enterprise comes out tomorrow. We take a look at some of the headlines. So, what is going on?
Well, we've got lots of reaction to our exclusive story last week about Shell Wind Energy. We told you that we got a hold of the transportation feasibility study of exactly how Shell Wind Energy, if they did put some huge windmills up on the Bear River Ridge, which is basically the hills overlooking Ferndale, how would they get the huge turbine component parts, all the trucks, everything up there. And it was pretty outrageous, some of their possible solutions and suggestions. And of course, that sent the town into a tizzy. And so that means letters to the editors. So that's always fun, just seeing how people react to that. And of course, there is nothing in concrete as Shell Wind Energy tries to figure out whether the possibility of doing this project is even feasible with a huge expense to access this remote area and access the Bear River Ridge where they want to put the wind turbine. So we have reaction to that story last week.
Are the letters largely in favor of having the trucks come through town?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what about helicopters?
They're talking about the possibility of doing some helicopters as well. So as you know, they're applying for a conditional use permit from the county of Humboldt. They are doing their draft environmental impact report. So even though Shell Wind Energy came to town and said they were looking at possibly 2013 and 14 to do this project, it is a long way off. They haven't obviously presented any formal presentation except doing a scoping meeting and kind of getting the feedback from a lot of people in the county. So, but, you know, it's been talked about for a long time. And when Shell Wind Energy comes to town and meets behind closed doors, trust the enterprise, as we did last week, to bring you what was going on. So along with that story, we've also got some good news for the Humboldt County Fair, which opens in just 2 weeks. It's actually good news for fair patrons. We went to the fair board meeting Monday night where they decided to offer up 2 free admission days, Monday and Tuesday of the fair, as well as the opening Thursday, which is being sponsored by Bear River Casino, for a free admission day. So we've got all the details from that fair board meeting, including plans to give some more purse subsidies to the mule races. They basically got a kick in the ass from the fair board to help them. I've been waiting all day to say that, to help them. Mule racing is a dying industry, struggling, and so it kind of helps the mule racers and their trainers make the trek to Ferndale and help them out for putting on the show that they put on. So lots of details on that, as well as fair plans for the September 9th Willie Nelson concert. The fair is going to obviously do concessions and parking, etc. Center Arts is putting on the concert, but it's a way for the fair to also make some money off that concert, which I'm sure ticket sales are going very strong for that September 9th concert. So all the details from the fair board meeting. We also have news that the Gingerbread Mansion Inn is back on the market. We reported that the well-known historic Gingerbread Inn, which was basically taken back by the bank, it was foreclosed on, the North Valley Bank owns it again now, was in an escrow in June. We interviewed the potential owner. We did a whole story of her. She was from San Francisco with the money coming from Romania. Guess what? The check never showed up. Escrow fell through. Oh. And so the Gingerbread Mansion for about $1 million is back on the market. And of course, very, very, very important for Ferndale, not only from a standpoint of generating bed tax if it is reopened as a bed and breakfast. They also owe the city about $35,000 in past bed taxes. And it's the, you know, it's the queen jewel of Ferndale. That picture of the Gingerbread Mansion is iconic. The real estate agent involved in trying to sell it is putting ads in the Wall Street Journal August 5th and also in the San Francisco Examiner's new Humboldt Destination publication. So hopes of drumming up another potential buyer for the Gingerbread Mansion, which has been closed now, I'm going to say off the top of my head, for over a year. So very sad to see that happening. So we'll bring you up to date on that. We also talked to the folks out in Honeydew, who, of course, have have been notified that their post office could possibly be closed as the Postal Service tries to downsize and get out of the red. So we've got details from and reaction from those out in Honeydew. What do they think about the possibility of their post office, which is so important, obviously, to that community and many small communities, what their reaction is. Also, a great feature on two accountants in town. You know Phil Acock.
Sure.
And Stacey Edgemond. They are avid dog agility enthusiasts, and they participated in the Lost Coast Kennel Club's dog agility trial over the weekend here at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds. We've got a great story on how they get out from behind the desk and being the town's accountants to running their dogs and competing in that, I'm sure, stress-relieving event. So great feature on that. We also had some visitors from China come and tour Ferndale's new sewage treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant that is being constructed right now, and it's basically a model for a very efficient plant. So that was interesting as they came and toured that, as well as the Salt River project. Basically, they were water management experts that came to see how we're doing it over here. So very interesting on that. And the investigation by the Ferndale Police Department into that, the sign vandalism has reached a dead end. Basically, we had those public signs knocked down we told you about on the east side of town. You know how that east side is. And basically, no one was willing to fess up. So that investigation by the Ferndale Police Department, which I'm sure went on all week, has ended. Three signs knocked down.
Kids.
And as far as that alleged underage drinking party on Shaw Avenue that you were not at.
I was not.
Basically, that investigation has been closed. The police have talked with the juvenile's parents. So 12 people want the Ferndale Elementary School principal job. Paper screening took place on Monday. The ones that made the next stage are going to be interviewed Saturday morning at a special board meeting in the first round interviews. So we'll see that our last principal lasted a year. We'll see who comes out of that, emerges out of that as our new principal, as school gets ready to get back in session. And the County Board of Supervisors issued a resolution on Tuesday commending Fernbridge. Of course, the 100th anniversary celebration is coming up August 7th. And we will have all the details in a special enterprise next week. And that's very exciting. We're going to have that foot race over the bridge. The bridge is going to be closed for 15 minutes, a parade, some sort of a parade, and a cake for everybody in town. There's a town cake that is massive. And so,
really?
Yes.
Who's making
yes.
it? Secret?
Secret.
All right.
They're busy, though.
All right. Is that principal, if you wanted to apply to be the principal, can you still get your application in?
It for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that sweet, sweet teacher salary.
A principal salary.
I know.
Principal salary. Yep.
I'm pretty good with kids.
Yeah. Well, so. The application period did close, but let me see what we can do.
All right. If you could look into that. All right. Well, thank you very much, Caroline. That is all the stuff in that Ferndale Enterprise, but coming out tomorrow, and we point people to your website.
FerndaleEnterprise.us, and follow us on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, Larry.
Little game coming up, I'm sure, soon. Very soon. This is Mayor Hopper.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.